Hey, I want to thank you all for spending your time, some of your time with me today. I want to thank you so much. Right here, right now, we've got a great pair for you. We're going to talk to Scott Sherman. He's a co-founder and managing principal of Tercera Capital. Scott is responsible for their strategic decisions, sourcing investment opportunities, their capital markets, and, of course, the operations of the properties they invest in. JP Perez, John Paul Perez, he's the vice president of the Related Group. He's on with us, too. Related is the Related Group. And JP and I have worked on some great urban development deals. We're going to talk about their vision for the cities that they're in and how that may apply to the city that you're in. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you, Jim.
It's my pleasure. JP, way to go.
Thanks for having us here, Jim.
It's my absolute pleasure. Now, JP, let's start with you. I know that there's a lot of cranes people can see from I-95 as they go north of downtown. A whole new neighborhood is growing out of a bunch of warehouses. How do you decide what goes in a new neighborhood and where you put it?
It's actually, we could actually use some of the, from the earlier candidates you got on the show, we could actually use her software because it'll help us analyze stuff a lot quicker and get through deals because we look at so many.
I want $5. But Deep Blocks is the name of the thing. Well done. Well played, Arden. Well played. Arden knows how to sell.
No, it's we look at where's going to be the most growth over the next couple of years, right? And then, you know, obviously Wynwood's one of the areas that we feel strongly that there's still a lot of growth potential, especially, you know, in the rental market. And then we go into a market like that and we say, who's going to be our customers? And we design buildings and bring in architects, bring in designers, all based off analyzing who's really going to be the one renting, buying, the retail tenants. So it takes a lot of work, a lot of due diligence and analysis to come up with the final product. And then, you know, you have to build it, which is obviously the tough part.
Yeah, that's the tough part for sure. Now, Scott, what part of the urban redevelopment do you work with? I mean, JP's doing a lot of residential, and then there's a lot of other components that go in. Tell me what else goes into these deals.
Yeah, so we basically work on all the other components, mostly the retail and office components. Tricera mostly focuses on urban retail, so kind of like JP mentioned, we really like, you know, the Wynwood market, and we really take a look at the macro level as well, kind of seeing the types of people going into these buildings. And really, we're trying to capitalize on the retail activation at the street level beneath where we see a lot of this density and millennial growth happening in different markets throughout Florida.
Now, I go for coffee in Wynwood. My office is the corner seat in Dr. Smoot's. And I've seen a lot of great stuff. I post your stuff is in the background a lot of times, JP. But I've noticed that there's a difference in the skyline. And once that skyline is complete, the people going to Dr. Smoot's are going to be different. And how do you anticipate all that and capitalize on it? We'll go back to Scott.
It's a good question. I mean, you have to kind of look at what's happening. I mean, for us, what's pretty amazing about Wynwood as a specific example is 3 years ago, before there was anything going vertical, you would walk around and you'd see tons of bodies, people with a line out the door for Panther Coffee or people sitting in Dr. Smoot. Where are they coming from? There was no office there. There was no residential. And so it's really interesting to see how now you're finally seeing the density starting to come. I mean, the first few buildings are getting delivered. You haven't even seen, you know, probably half of this first wave, hotels and office. And I think you're just going to see a great mix and diversity of people that want to live, work, and play in Wynwood.
It reminds me of South Beach, because South Beach started out, you know, the same way, a derelict place, and then it went through a whole system. And now, what you were talking about, the place was absolutely a dump, one story, but the tourists were coming, and they didn't have anything to do. Then they gave them something to do. Now the retail is evolving so that it'll support the people that JP is bringing. And JP, you're not only doing this in Wynwood. Tell me some of the other places you're doing this.
Well, we're in Brickell, we're in Coconut Grove, Pompano, Fort Lauderdale. I mean, I would say anywhere South Florida, down from Orlando, Tampa, Atlanta. You know, we're depending on the product is. You know, we'll do rentals in Atlanta. We'll do condos in Pompano now. We'll do. We're doing affordable housing throughout Miami-Dade and Broward County. So we really try to hit every market that we look at.
Yeah, but you're hitting them in a specific part of the market. You're hitting them in sort of a more urbanized setting. It used to be that the Related Group would go out, they'd find the next exit, and they'd build two-story walk-ups. Now you're doing something entirely different. You're creating neighborhoods. How are you doing that?
Yeah, and I think more people are moving back to the urban core, right? So instead of, you know, people don't want to commute. There's getting more and more traffic. So that's why the Brickells, the Wynwoods, Edgewaters have had the most development over the past 10 years is because people realize that they just want to live, work, and play all in the same neighborhood, right? The commuting is just no longer fun to sit in a car and be, you know, 30.
I love it. They're listening right now.
Whoops.
No, that's all good. No, we all agree that you want to come in. I used to say that I live south of the 112, and I used to say it was within the zone of pain, that everybody had a traffic problem until they got to the 112. That's changed a little bit. So now people want to be able to have what I call a vertically integrated urban center. And so we've got the high-rise condos, and then you put the high-rise condos there, and you bring the retail to support it. And that's sort of where you come in, too. And so where are you guys, where are you doing some retail that's in another urban area? And why would that retail tenancy be different than maybe in Wynwood?
Yeah, so JP, you forgot to mention one market you're in that's my favorite market, which is St. Pete.
I was waiting for that.
And they're doing a great project right in the middle on Central Avenue downtown. And we happen to own probably about 10 properties all up and down Central, all around their project. And I think when they deliver in a few months, it's going to be a great, you know, activation.
Are you looking for investors? My gosh.
But yeah, but going back to your question, I mean, look, we're looking for that density, that growth, and those kind of cool, walkable areas where it's where there's a vibe. And then we want to try to activate and curate it to the people that are going to be living there. So that's, we have fun with the retail kind of activation, thinking about who wants to be there, who wants to go there. And again, retail's changed. It's a lot more experiential. It's a lot more food and beverage. It's a lot more fitness. And so, you know, you really have to find that next concept that you think is going to be a special concept and try to bring them in and create that activation.
You're creating lifestyles. That's what you're doing. And for the record, in St. Pete, I did the ballpark study 1,000 years ago. So, yes, thank me for a little of that demand. Anyway, I'll take a dollar. I did the Publix in downtown Fort Lauderdale, too, $2. Anyway, so, JP, we're talking about some of these urban markets. You've mentioned basically every place where the highway intersects. And then you go and you want to do it inside of the urban core. But one of the things that's growing is the population of older folks. The older folks don't necessarily want to live in the middle of the highest density, rapid, crazy thing. Or do they?
Older folks?
Yeah, people like me, 58, active adults. I'll nail myself. I don't care. You won't build to me? Come on. Look, are you doing any urban stuff?
No, like in downtown Fort Lauderdale, right? Icon Las Olas is
thank you.
You know, super high-end, 250-unit
you're setting the
rental
benchmark and for Alta Cockers like me who have money that want to live urban.
Yeah, and their kids around, they want to downsize. And you could provide extra amenities, top-of-the-line finishes. And actually what ends up happening is you end up getting, you know, more rent than, you know, we actually end up getting more rent than we actually thought. And people actually pay for quality.
And it was spectacular. The deal you did there, the Icon on Las Olas, is spectacular. And the guy with the fancy corner office can come downstairs, go to the big, get himself the big steak, go to the fancy restaurant, go to Cheesecake and walk up and down. It's tremendous, the lifestyle you'll deliver there. I wonder who did the Publix in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Oh, that was me. I want a dollar. So what do you think about that? You know, the different retail is different than, you know, the urban experience versus the suburban. But some of these people need services, too. Are you bringing them services also?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really a mix between find that balance. So, like, as an example, we forward purchased the retail condominium from PMG in downtown Miami. And, you know, there we activated a lot of retail for more food and beverage to cater. You're right across from Miami-Dade College.
Of course.
But we also put OXO dry cleaners in. Why? Because it was a starving need in that market.
Sure.
And there was nowhere in the building to do that. So we're thinking about all those aspects as we do it and just trying to find the right types of concepts that make sense for the market.
Okay, we're going to take a break. I'm going to give JP a high five for answering my question, which was, you know, none of these questions are programmed. This is all straight off the top of my head. These guys are great. Arden and Olivia were great. These are all unprogrammed questions, and it's just I hit them up, and these guys give you the right answers, and I just love it. And now we're going to talk, and Wanda's putting her head in her hand because I'm just rambling. Wanda, we'll go to break. All right, we're in here, we're making money, there's a lot of crosstalk, and now I'm going to tell you where I like to spend my money. Hold on, I got to talk now. All right, I like to spend my money at Warren Henry. Why? Because I just love those smoking cars, and they got that's what gasoline is made for, man, is these great cars. That's right. I love to go to Supercar Saturday. I had a great time at the new location on Supercar Saturday. High five to Floyd and the rest of the events team for putting all that together. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a new car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. They got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti. They got Jaguar. They got them all. Up in Gainesville, they got Audi. You like the Audi? We can go there when we go to Gainesville. Scott, I mean, it's going to be great. I did my show there last year from there. And also, well, down in Key West, they've got all those great nameplates. Wanda and I were going to go down there. Maybe get a Jeep down there for Wanda. I'd like that. You know, what do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that's been upgraded. Now you get complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, and the best value guarantee, as well as a 72-hour exchange. For 3 days, they'll give you to exchange your car. So join me, my mom, and that's right, I say it all the time, but it's really true, my beautiful wife, Vivian. Boy, I love you, honey. I know you're listening. We all are members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. That's right. Always Warren Henry.
Freed and Wanda Miles.
Happy Father's Day!
By the word happy, we in no way mean joyous, celebratory, or jovial. For if said father feels sad, depressed, or greatly underappreciated, it is his right to feel as such. Also, this once a year or said day in no way insinuates or represents a full year of said father value. For said one day does in no way deem full worth and is never meant to be more represented or celebratory than previous Mother's Day. If said father feels as such, remember that said mother feels she is far more greater in scope and value than said father. Children of said father are not expected to be as emotional towards said Father's Day and not expected to present gifts greater to said father than previous mother on Mother's Day. Again, by if any such words or said message in any way fall short of appreciative communication from family in any way. Again, we say tough, suck it up, and act like you enjoy it. This Happy Father's Day message void where prohibited by law.
On 880, The Biz.
All right, we talk real estate here. Can you guess? That's right. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you think I can give you a hand solving your real estate problem. You don't have a real estate problem? Just want to kibitz? Give me a call anyway at 305-773-6300. I know who to call to get your situation resolved, to move your deal forward, and to bring it to a positive conclusion. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Private lender, that's me. Need some cash in a week? Just did that. 305-773-6300. Why call me? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, all right, we're on with my good friend Scott Sherman. He sits on the UF board of Bergstrom Center with me. High five to the Gators. And we've got J.P. Perez. He's the vice president of Related Group. Scott's the co-founder and managing principal at Tricera Capital. They both do urban redevelopment. That's what we're talking about. Back to the show. J.P., I'm going to ask a question. So are you guys evolving your product type to address the baby boom generation?
Yes, we are. We have to.
And then what are you doing?
So the
older ones. Yeah. Alta Cockers like
the
me.
The older Cockers
Alta
like
Cocker like me. I'm now over 55.
Actually, what we're doing is we're making it easier because if you start losing your memory now, we're actually putting in locks now so you don't even have to have a key. You can unlock your apartments.
You
can unlock your apartments with your phone.
Fabulous.
So we're trying to make everything, you know, seamless, easier. You can order all the concierge services from your phone. We've actually invested in a new company called Lively. Lively allows you to pay rent, renter's insurance, deposits, all on your phone. You can order a mattress the second you sign up. So it really makes living in these apartment buildings very seamless and extremely easy.
Earlier I talked about the big real estate operating companies investing in technology and then driving growth.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I need a commission. All right. Now, Scott, what are you seeing? We talked about, it's already been overused. It's not the death of retail. It's a experiential redesign of retail. What are some of the concepts? You don't have to tell me the tenants, but what are some of the concepts that you guys are starting to see that you want to bring to make our, that's what it is, make our neighborhoods special?
Yeah, so we're always looking for the newest concept, the newest activation. I mean, right now you're seeing and you're hearing a lot of this the food hall concept, which is hearing and seeing everywhere. And I've seen a lot of great concepts, a lot of mediocre ones. But, you know, the good activations, the good way where people can come and really kind of socialize, be with their friends, whether it's another food hall concept or maybe it's the cool neighborhood coffee shop or maybe it's the specialty boutique fitness that you're seeing a lot of popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
It's really just finding that next one. I mean, you know, in some cases, though, you're finding other things that you've never seen. I went on Saturday night to an axe throwing place downtown. I mean, I don't know who came up with the idea of drinking alcohol and throwing axes at a wall, but it was actually a lot of fun. So you never know. I mean, I don't know who thought of that, but what a great idea.
No, it is. There's like this whole thing all over that's like the new thing. You know, it's just incredible. So yeah. When are we going to throw footballs through, you know, tires and stuff like that? It's everything, but it's an experience and it brings people together, gives them something to talk about, and it's really all about Instagram, in my opinion.
A lot of it is. It's actually pretty impressive how Instagram has shaped a lot of these new concepts and how they're programming things and making these Instagrammable walls or areas.
Exactly. Come in, you got it. It's got the name of the place, it's got the fancy wall. You go right there, you go, "Ah, I'm here. Okay, now we can go." You know, but I experienced it.
Yep.
Yeah, look at the line on top of the world. I mean, that's ridiculous. So, JP, what are some of the new design concepts that we can look for? We see now the micro units, smaller units that are now within reach of just about anybody. What are some of the design features that we can look forward to in your top units in Wynwood?
No, again, I think one of the coolest things we put in is it's called the latch system, right? So it's actually also a new venture capital company, and it's everything is controlled by the phone again, right? So you go there, you don't have to have a key, you can unlock, you can order food, you can order dry cleaning from there, you can order a dog walker from your phone, just all through this system.
So it's like a kayak of consumer services, sort of, for my neighborhood.
Yes. And cool. So Latch ties in with Lively, and as a landlord, you can actually get some of the revenue back from that. So it actually, as a landlord, it actually increases your NOI. So it's not only makes it easier for people living in the building for services, for their not having to carry around keys and stuff in their pockets, but it increases the value of your property.
Oh, here you go. Now I got another one. Okay, so you're building big properties, and in subdivisions that are horizontal, they're starting to do mixed properties where they can do some rental housing and some for sale housing in the back. You guys do both rental and for sale, and I'm going to expand it. Can you do three property types and do, an Airbnb quality thing in one of your projects too? I mean, I guess I'm sitting in on the management meetings the way the guy's nodding.
Yeah, so you're going to take the words out of my mouth almost. I was hoping you'd stop, so let me explain it. But no,
never
we're
went under no meetings. I didn't
we're
know
doing,
about this.
You know, we're doing your traditional rental. We're looking at master leasing a portion of a building to a company that then runs it as a hotel. We're looking at doing, hopefully starting next year, on a co-living concept. And that building would be master leased. So, they come in, they rent by the room. In a building like that, you got to provide lots of amenities. And also, at the same time, those projects are all going to be mixed with an office component and then the retail component on the ground floor.
Tremendous.
So you have like six uses in one
Sounds
building.
Sounds like
almost.
What you Sounds really familiar. Are is the solution to the traffic problem.
Yeah, I mean, look, we just started leasing in Wynwood right now, and only 50% of the people that I've leased so far are electing to get a space. So as you're
seeing, a parking space.
So it's actually you're seeing, at least in, you know, where millennials are choosing to live, people are using less cars.
Yeah, well, I remember that was a big design flaw at some of the first buildings in Wynwood. They had too much parking and no porte-cochere. But Scott, we're getting kind of close to the end of the time. I've got only 2 minutes left. I want to ask you what your top concept for retail is that you've seen urban-wise, and then I'm going to invite you both back because I didn't have enough time to talk.
Top concepts, tough question. I mean, we see so many great ideas and concepts. I'd say there's one actually out of Tampa that we actually have since invested in, which is it's a hybrid food hall where it's really more of a the guy created a concept that basically turns the food hall into a restaurant. So instead of going up to every stall and having that very discombobulated experience, if you want to sit and eat there, you actually go sit down by a hostess, and every table is a menu from every concept.
Oh, now my wife and I
so
have somewhere to go.
And so you can order from every concept or any of the concepts, and they bring it to you, they bring the food to you. So
much
it
better.
Turns into more of a restaurant experience for business lunches
much
or dates.
Better. Much
and
better.
And so we really like that.
Much better. You guys got to promise to come back. You got to promise to give me a slice of that investment that I just raised you. Arden, I know we're going to have great guests with you. I want to thank everybody for being on our show. I want to give a shout out to all the first responders. Thank you so much. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, Carlson Integrated, Turkel Brands, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. The most important person that I want to thank is you, my listener, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. Everybody, please go to your Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Everybody's going to want to hear from you guys again. My gosh, this was great. Tweet at Jim Freed of Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Website gets lots of hits. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com, ASAP. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week on 8:80 a.m. at 6 on Thursday. Why? Because I think you know by now, I just love doing this. Don't forget, there's a replay on Tuesdays. Remember, the person wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Start
Jim Freed
at an 11. I'm gonna take it to about a 15 real quick.
And Wanda Miles.
Nobody was thinking.
When I was young, the dream of sweet illusion.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.